Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Shua. Hey, Shua, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget our awesome animal podcast as well, called Kids Animal Stories, which is a really fun place where we learn about animals in a fun way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. One day, Shua was in his room and he was getting ready for an amazing camping adventure. Ooh, I love camping adventures! If you were to go on a camping adventure, I want you to start thinking about what you would bring on your trip. Well, Shua was getting everything ready. He had his tent, sleeping bag, food and water, and some rope. Yeah, he was going camping in a place where there were bears in the area. And so whenever you're camping where there might be bears nearby, you have to put all your food, when you're done with it, you have to put your food in a bag and tie it up really high in a tree. That's what the rope is for. Well, Shua was preparing for this trip. He'd been looking forward to it for a very long time, and it was time to go. All right. I can't wait to go exploring and see what is out there. I wonder if maybe I'll find something no one has ever seen before. Yes, Shua was going exploring in a forest where not many had ever been. You see, this forest was all around, surrounded by the pokiest of thorns. Who likes thorns? Oh, me neither. Thorns are the worst. And I think that's why not many had gone exploring in this forest before, because of all the thorns. But Shua had a plan. He was going to bring some cutters to cut down those thorns so that he could get through without, well, with not many scratches. I'm sure he's probably going to get scratched. Well, as Shua began his way towards the forest, he was just imagining all the places that maybe no one has ever seen before. Maybe there's a waterfall in there. Or maybe there's a treasure left from hundreds or thousands of years ago. If you went to a forest that was very hard to get to and probably no one had ever been in, what would you be excited to find? I think I would be excited to find just a quiet place where no one's ever been, or maybe a waterfall. Or some cool rock formations? I don't know, it would be so cool. As Shua approached the forest, he saw the giant wall of thorns. Wow, those are some pokey thorns. As he took out his clippers and started to carefully clip down the thorny plants to make a trail for him to get in, he realized how thick it was. It was not just a place where he had to just jump over some thorny bushes, but it was like a whole trail of them. He had to make a tunnel. Whoa, that would be pretty scary if you had to cut your way into a thorny thicket and make a whole tunnel. Whoa, completely surrounded by thorns. Wow, Shua is brave. As he continued climbing and crawling through, making his tunnel into this thorny forest, he had no idea what was going to be on the other side. It felt like it took forever, but finally, he reached the forest. As he stood up and brushed off the dirt off his pants, he looked around and was amazed. Yes, this forest looked like it had been here for thousands of years without anyone ever disturbing it. This is going to be a cool adventure. As Shua hiked in, he found a perfect spot to make his tent. He set up his campsite and wanted to start exploring around. But remember all that food he had? Which he brought some yummy food to eat for dinner, but also some marshmallows, because who doesn't like marshmallows when they're camping? Yeah, I think that's like a necessity, a basic ingredient of camping is marshmallows. Well, he put all that food and the marshmallows in a bag, tied it up in a rope, and threw it over a tall branch and tied it to the tree so that it was dangling way high up. Do you remember why we do that? Yes, the bears. We don't want the bears to eat our food because bears are very good sniffers. And we don't want them to eat our food. Well, Shua walked away to go explore. Maybe we could find a waterfall or who knows what. This is a land that could be full of new discoveries. As he walked towards a creek and knelt down to feel the water, it felt nice and cool as it rushed through his fingers. Wow, this is a beautiful stream. The water's so clear. Oh no, it sounds like there's a bear nearby. I gotta go get my bear horn. One of the things that he brought in his supplies was this can that when you press the button, it made this very loud alarm sound like... It's very loud and very annoying. And it scares bears away. So he had to go find that can to make sure that bear didn't get his food. As he was looking for his can and searching all over... Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness. There it is. He could see the bear sniffing. He's coming for my food. Oh, no. But what's that around his neck? That bear had some kind of collar. It was a bright purple. Yeah, it looks like a purple collar. Oh no. Shua realized what that was. That was a bear that was on the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath's team. He had heard about animals that they had captured and made them do stuff for them and... Oh no. Bear! I'm here and I'm not afraid. Go away, bear! The bear turned and looked with a shocked, surprised face. And then he sounded the alarm on his can. The bear held his paws up to his ears and fell to the ground. I'm so sorry, please, I'm sorry. Shua stopped and said, wait a second, you can talk? Are you on the Purple Ninjas team?
Yes, I'm so sorry they make me do this. They make me smell the things like marshmallows, and I smelled marshmallows, so I was coming to steal it and bring it back to Dr. Stinky Breath, and I'm so sorry to scare you. I know this is wrong, but they make me do it.
They make you do this? Said Shua. Shua and the bear began to talk, and... It turned out that this bear was actually pretty nice, but Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas had forced him to be on their team, and they were making him do bad things, like steal marshmallows. All right, well, thank you for telling me that, Mr. Bear.
Oh, please call me Barney.
Barney, okay. Well, you don't have to do bad things anymore. You could probably be on our spy team. We need creatures like you that are smart and brave.
What are you talking about? I've done bad things, and I could never be on the spy team.
If you are willing to leave the bad team and just stop doing all those bad things and join our spy team, then I'm sure that we would love to have you on board. The bear was so happy. He had not liked being on the Purple Ninja team. He knew it was wrong. But he was so glad that Shua invited him to be on the spy team. That is the beginning of a really good friendship between them. They would soon become partners on the spy team and go on to solve many mysteries together. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Joram from Maryland, Hadley, Hudson, and Everett from Massachusetts, Waverly from Nevada, Henry from North Carolina, Sully from Boise, Idaho, Elliot and Connor from Pennsylvania, and Harnoor from Toronto. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, right now you can head on over to our Kids Animal Stories podcast because there's a new episode waiting for you. I'll see you there. Bye.